Greetings from the Gunflint Trail. March seems to equate with madness, and although the Gunflint Trail is endowed in a semi-calm state most of the time, we residents are not excluded from at least some connection to the delirium. At this moment, we are caught up in the bedlam of some sort from many of life's manifestations. One has to wonder if the spirit in the crust on the snow moon might have cast a spell of chaos over us to muddle up month three. Of note, in this territory, weather madness continues to upend daily routines. Bouncing back from the early March meltdown, where we experience warmth, thunder, lightning, pea-sized hail, and rain, we have seen winter regain a foothold with a little snow, gale-force winds, blizzard conditions, and bitter cold for several days going into and through last weekend. And I see spring tinkering around once again as this report hits the airwaves. As a matter of seasonal character, this roller coaster, warm and then cold, is really accelerating the buildup of many glaciers and many frozen back road culverts and low-lying waterways. The process is likely to get even worse until running H2O and warmth can line up together, allowing liquid to find its way back underground where it belongs. In this neighborhood, the winds were scary as those straight-line episodes in the summers of 1999 and then again in 2016. They blew in some degree of rage over 4 days. Blowing at such force at times, I felt I would surely lose some old-growth white pines. Fortunately, they showed their grit and remained vertical after bending in a tenuous state through the turmoil. Unfortunately, a couple centuries-old cedars right off our lakeside deck didn't fare so well. Luckily, they went down away from the house. So now it's just a matter of cleanup when winter is no more. Added to our Northland atmospheric madness, many things are going on about us. So life is literally in a whirlwind. Whew! From excitement of the full March moon to the nonsense of humankind manipulating timepieces, to thoughts of the coming vernal equinox, to the fervor of hoops, hockey, wrestling, and more, it will be nice to see March give way to the calm of April and mud season. As the trout season nears month's end, Gunflint Lake has been abuzz with anglers screaming up and down the ice to get in their final jigging reps. On a related note, the ice depth on Gunflint is hanging in there at 2 feet plus, easily accommodating all modes of vehicular use. A family down the road on Mile of Pine was here last weekend to join in the fishing fun. Included in the group were two young grandsons. The oldest, a 5-year-old, jigged right alongside Dad and Grandpa. Wouldn't you know it, this little guy was a hero for the day, pulling in a fine 8-pound trout. No doubt, if fishing wasn't already in his DNA, this young fellow is now probably hooked for life. By the way, this catch would have easily won the recent trout derby over many veteran anglers. It seems apparent our neighborhood fisher is making the Wildersmith place a routine stop on its sustenance quest. The lush animal has made several visits over the past week, both day and night. Sporadic stops earlier this winter found the grizzly character easily spooked, but recent calls have found it less alarmed by our gawking out the window. Guess hunger has power over common sense for all critters of creation, even if survival safety is jeopardized. Speaking of common sense, which seems not so common anymore, I remind listeners it makes good sense to get on board with the grassroots efforts going on right now at WTIP. This independent community station is in the midst of its grassroots spring membership drive. Continuing funding resources are necessary to help further quality programming, and it takes us listeners to make it happen. Our Northland Treasure is for members, by members, and about members. So to pledge, give operators a call at 218-387-1070 or 1-800-473-9847 or click and join at WTIP.org. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great and full of unexpected natural grace. Have a happy day for the wearing of the green.